As we draw closer to Christmas, our readings for this evening invite us to consider a theme that is sort of different from the way the culture would have us think. Because as the culture says, attach yourself to more and more stuff, today's readings invite us to consider a way of detachment. We read in the Old Testament of someone named Samson, who was one of the judges of Israel. And he had a certain vocation. He was called to be a Nazarite. Now, what were the Nazarites? Well, the word Nazarite means to be separated from, to be consecrated for. So the first thing we know about the Nazarites is they were to be separated for God. And when we read about this, we hear a particular definition of this separation, that they were to live in such a way that they wouldn't drink any wine, any juice, or anything that came from grape skins. And they were to avoid all contact with corpses. In some cases, a Nazarite vow could be lifelong. In other cases, it could be a temporary vow that they made. Samson was a Nazarite. So was John the Baptist, that they shared this in common. And so this is why these two readings come together on this day. Of Samson, we heard, "Behold," speaking to Samson's mother here, "you are barren and have no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore beware, and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, no razor shall come upon his head, for the boy shall be called a Nazarite to God from birth, and he shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines." And then of John the Baptist we read, "For he will be great before the Lord, and he shall drink no wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel to the God, Lord their God." So do you hear that both Samson and John the Baptist were to live a certain way, a way of detachment from the things that are so common in our lives? But they also had a vocation. Samson was to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines, and John the Baptist was to be used by God to turn many back to the Lord. Now we might say, "But Father, none of us are Nazarites." That is true. But remember I said a Nazarite is someone who is separated from? Well, the word church, and we're all part of the church, means a similar thing. In Greek, it's the word ecclesia. And the word ecclesia means to be called out from the world, to be separate from the world. And so while you and I can groom ourselves, we don't have to let our hair continue to grow longer and longer, that we can drink wine and other fermented beverages, which I think is a good thing, what we are to remember is that we are to cultivate a way of living where we too are learning a way of a certain detachment. And I love the way St. Paul, in his first epistle, in the sixth chapter of 1 Timothy, puts it this way. "We brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and hurtful desires, that plunge men and ruin into destruction," and although Paul does not put it here, visa bills that they can't pay off. And so the point that Paul would have us understand is true contentment is found when we learn the way of simplicity. And that's what we're called to consider. How can we live more and more the kind of life that has about it a detachment from all of those things that the world would say, "You just need this or that, and then you will be satisfied." Our faith would tell us something else. Our faith would tell us is as we learn to recognize that we have been called out from the world to be a people who are cultivating a way of simplicity, that we can find a certain freedom. There's a beautiful Shaker hymn that I want to end as a way of illustration. And you might know this. "'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free. 'Tis a gift to come down where I ought to be. And when I am in the place that's just right, I will be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend I will not be ashamed. To turn will be my delight. By turning, turning, I will come round right. And where are we turning to? To that right center, to that right place of where our identity is found. And it's found as we center ourselves, as we turn ourselves to Jesus and concentrate on the one born in simplicity, the one who knew the way of detachment, as we celebrate that Bethlehem manger.